Blog Talk Radio.
Excuse me, guys. We just had technical difficulties. Let me reload these songs here. Give me a quick second. I do apologize.
Hey, yo, man. Yeah, we can't get on so long, son.
Many men who step upon me, blood in my eyes, dark, and I can't see. I'm trying to be what I'm destined to be. And niggas trying to take my life away. I put a hole in a nigga for fucking with me. My back on the wall, now you gon' see. Better watch how you talk when you talk about me. Cause I'll come and take your life away. Many men, many, 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 many men wish death on me, dog. I don't cry no more. Don't look to the sky no more. Have mercy on me.
Put you niggas, put money on my head, gone. Get you refund, motherfucker, I ain't dead. I'm the diamond in the dirt that ain't been found. I'm the underground king, and I ain't been crowned. When I rhyme, something special happen every time. I'm the greatest. Something like Ali in this prime. I walk the block with the bundles. I can knock on the humble. Swing the ox when I rumble. Show your ass with my gun. Gotta tip a nigga, go ahead, lose your head. Turn your back on me, get clapped and lose your leg. I walk around, gun on my waist, chip on my shoulder, top fucking clip in your face, post to the street, they know.
Many men, many, 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 many men wish death on me, Lord. I don't cry no more. Don't drop to the sky no more. Have mercy on me, have mercy on my soul. Don't let my heart turn cold. Have mercy on many men. Many, 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 many men. Wish death on me.
It wouldn't be special if it wasn't for rain. You wouldn't feel so good if it wasn't for pain. Death gotta be easy, cause life is hard. It'll leave you physically, mentally, and emotionally scarred. This is for my niggas on the block, with some treating cigars. For the niggas on top, doing life behind bars. I don't see only y'all be judging me, cause I see things clear. Quick, these crackers will give my black ass 100 years. I'm like Paulie and Goodfellas, you can call me the Don. Like Malcolm by any means, with my gun in my palm. Slim, switch sides on me, let niggas ride on me. I thought you was cool, why you want me to die, homie, homie?
Many men, many, 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 many men
wish death upon me, Lord, I don't cry no more. Welcome, 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 welcome to the Big Back and Friends Show. It is Soulful Sunday, and guys, we have an amazing cast of people that's going to be in the building tonight. But before we get into that, I hope y'all have y'all drinks. My drink tonight is provided to me by Uppity Edibles. It is called Uppity Tea. And baby, when I tell you, they got me on one tonight. Let me put a sip in the air for all those who are listening, and I'm going to put a sip in the air for all those who are not here. Because tonight's show is going to be special. And let me help you guys understand. I had a great conversation with my best friend, the owner of Motivation Magnified. And I cried with her last night. We were in tears together because my dear friend said to me, best friend, you're getting ready to be blessed and they see it. See, when we was going to church, you know, they always used to tell us when we were kids, when you see the anointing on someone, you just see it. See, the guest that we have on the show tonight, when I saw the anointing on her, I knew it when I met her. Her energy in the room was magnetic. I told my then fiance, girlfriend at the time, I need to meet her. If I don't meet anybody before we leave today, make sure you get her business card. See, when I meet people, energy is right. I'm magnetically drawn to them. There's something about them that I need to understand. It doesn't have to always be sexual, guys. It doesn't always have to be manipulation. Sometimes it can just be about the other person, and sometimes it's something about them that you need to get for yourself. There's something that you desire to get for yourself. But see, when I do my business mentorship courses, one of the things that I tell people, when you build your brand and when you build your image, what it looks like getting there matters. And who you are is a reflection of what you build and what you grow. See, the seed is often a reflection of the household. A seed is also the reflection of its environment. A seed is also its reflection of what it sees, feels, touch, eats, breathes. Poison the seed, it will poison you. If you nurture the seed, it will nurture you. But everybody wants to nurture the seed after it becomes a tree, but we don't want to do anything with the seed because we're too busy bickering, arguing, and fighting over the seed. But if we could love the seed in the way that it needs to be loved, see, when you plant a garden, if you go buy your seeds, or if you go talk to a herbalist or a botanist, they will teach you what you should do. They'll tell you, you might not want to grow lettuce when there's snow on the ground because of what it will do to the lettuce. I say that because my good friend, Erica, Garden Under the Influence, you can follow her on Instagram, she said that today. She said that. And so sometimes when you're following people, when you are listening to people, when you are indulging in people, just hearing what they have to say, just understanding what they have to say can, could, will, and probably is detrimental to who you are. Whew, guys, I said a mouthful there. Let me go ahead and bring CJ on. Baby, welcome. Welcome, CJ, to the show, y'all. Y'all go ahead and give her a round of applause. CJ, welcome to the show. How you doing, boo? What's good?
Hey there.
Ooh, she sound ready today.
Hey.
Let me ask you a question, ma'am, because I don't bother you that often.
No, you don't. What's up?
Let's play something. Today's Sunday, right? Let's play a little game. Let me ask you a question, right?
Okay.
When Job in the Bible, let's go Bible, because you're a Christian based baby, right?
Yes.
So let's play this. Let's ask this.
I'm a misquote. Listen. I'm a misquote.
You ain't gotta quote nothing.
I'm gonna say it wrong, but I'm gonna know it.
You ain't gotta quote nothing. Okay. You ain't gotta quote nothing. I'm gonna give you the parable, okay?
Okay.
And then I'm gonna stop and I'm gonna ask you one question, and it's a very easy answer. When Jesus allowed Satan to kill, destroy, and break up and demolish everything around Job, what was Job's response?
Oh, he was going to wait until.
See, I wanted you to get that because so many people don't understand. Wait does not mean on your time. Wait just means to prepare. I can't do nothing but prepare and wait on the Lord. But we are so busy trying to control our destiny when your destiny, you've already done what you needed to do, and even if it collapses, you still have life. So I'm going to sit right here and wait on the Lord, because it doesn't matter how he brings my blessing. It doesn't matter what the blessing looks like as long as I get it. But we're so busy trying to control the hand of God that we miss it because we're trying to tell God, come on, somebody, let me not preach to him tonight. You know what? I'm going to go ahead and get ready to bring our guest on, because they ain't ready for me tonight. I'm going to go ahead and get ready to bring our guest on.
Yeah, this young lady, I'm gonna do a small interview because introduction. I don't do that too often. I'm gonna do a small introduction on who this young lady is. She is the author of a book. She is a mother. She is a business owner. She is an investor. She's a thinker. She's an understander. She's an overachiever. She's structured. She's calculated. She's directed. She's guided. She's easily motivated. I tell people all the time, when you build your resume and your bio, who you are matters just as much as what you want to project. I knew nothing about her. I've seen her posts. I've seen her videos. I've seen her commercials. I've seen her drive. I've seen her ethic. I personally have no relationship with this woman in person, face to face, other than a one chance meeting. And since then, this woman has influenced me from afar. We talk about who our influencers are. And I tell people, I don't watch TV. I watch people who can change my life. So, guys, I present to you one of my few and many life changers, Miss Sandra Rose. Welcome to the Big Bath and Friends Show, man. Y'all give her an applause.
Oh, my God. What
welcome
an intro. I'm over
to
here in tears. I love it. What an intro.
Ma'am, I love
amazing.
Bringing people to the stage, and I don't give intros like that often. You better ask my co-host.
Listen, I accept it. Yes, all of it. Yes. I'm like, who's talking about me?
Ma'am, listen, sometimes you got to see who you are from somebody else's eyes.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah,
because so many people are telling people who they are.
Yeah,
but not many people are stopping to look at what they do.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I didn't care about who you are, because if who you are matches what you do, ma'am, I just need to remember when they was crawling through and they said, if I could just touch the hem
of his garment. Yes.
They didn't say touch him, just the garment. If I get a drip of the overflow.
Come on now.
Ma'am, I have watched you overflow. The people who are supposed to be around you should influence you and inspire you to aspire.
That part. Yes.
I can't look at people who are saying, my rent's due, my bills need to be paid. It may be true, but what are you doing about it?
Right.
I watched
mm-hmm.
you, ma'am, from afar.
Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't even know you had a book.
We've been in this a long time.
My wife was like,
it's been a couple of years since that first meeting.
Ma'am, my wife told me today, she says, you know she wrote a book, right? I'm like, she did a who? She's like, yeah, she wrote a book. I'm going to put it up when I do the commercial. I'm like, oh, okay. We're not going to catch everything that a person does. If a person thinks that because you follow somebody that you're going to see everything that they do, you're lying to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I can't see everything that a person does. I can just hope that what they do, when they do it, inspires me.
Mm.
I give you a person right now who I am screaming his name from the top of the roof right now. Eddie Green is doing it.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
I am so proud of him. Regardless
yes.
of what they said, what they feel, what they believe, he persisted.
That part.
Whether you That's like right. him or whether you hate him, he persisted.
Mm-hmm.
And if you look at it, he took a team of people with him. Guys, we're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with Miss Sandra Rose and CJ after this quick commercial break.
Even the sun goes down, heroes eventually die. Horoscopes often lie, and sometimes lie. Nothing is for sure, nothing is for certain. Nothing lasts forever, but until they close the curtain. Ten and I, a 29. Now it's time to get on like Whitey said, get on the bus. Go get your work and keep your people serving is a must. So on that young cornstarch, familiar with that smack man. You just like that green stuff, about to teach you about Sack Man. Okay, man, how many fuck you think we gon' do that, man? Ride, ride, no national, they can't try no gap, man. I'm strapped, man. Go to the bus on any nigga like that, man. Me and my nigga, we roll together like Batman and Robin. We pray to get through hard times, won't call when it's pity. But now we chopping the brakes from off them corners that we be betting. And folks ragging them out of bills, Chevrolets and Coupe bills. If you ain't got no rims, nigga, don't get no wood on steel wheel. Believe me, you gon' chill out of steel field. That's paper stack instead of going to Oak Hill. Can you fucking people feel?
Yeah. Even the sun goes down, heroes eventually die. Brothers don't often lie. Sometimes why? Nothing is for sure. Nothing is for certain. Nothing lasts forever, but him and they both hurt. It's him and I, or him and I. Twice upon a time, there was a boy who died and lived happily ever after. But that's another chapter, live from up the brave, with every dollar, beauty parlors, baby ballers, bowling ballers, ballers, street scholars, majoring in culinary art. You know how to work bread, cheese, and dough from scratch. See the catch, you can get taught. Know what you're selling, what you're about, so cut that big talk. Let's walk to the bridge, meet me halfway. And you may see some chilling dead off in the pathway. Just them poor babies walking slowly till they can't relate it. Looking bad, need some hope like the words maybe. Yeah. Or probably more than a hobby, but my turntables get wobbly, they don't fall. I'm sorry, y'all, I often drift. I'm talking gifts, so when it comes to never look the horse inside his grill. Of course, you know I feel like the barrel. The bad news, don't want to be it, but it's needed. So what have you? That question, is every nigga with dreads for the cause? Is every nigga with goals for the fall? No, don't get caught up in appearance. It's outcast, Quim and I, another black experience.
Okay. Even the sun goes down, heroes eventually die. Horoscopes often lie, and sometimes why? Nothing is for sure, nothing is for certain. Nothing lasts forever, but until they close the curtain. It's him and I, or Quim and I.
Name is Big Boy, Daddy Fat Facts, a nigga that like them Cadillacs. I stay down with these streets, cause these streets is where my folks at. Better know that, we say we pro-black, but we professional. You missed a lot of church, so the music of our profession. Get off the desk with them, the net fact. You bust around, we bust back. You get back, for real niggas that's out there trying to spit back. You give that, you can't come near that. Maybe you need to quit, quit. To criminalize the spirit in the gym and I run shit like this.
My mom walks the band, slopes the wind, count the 10, beat the twin. Andre Ben, welcome to the lion's den. A red gen, no sin, many men comprehend. I extend myself, so you go out and tell a friend. Seeing all depends on what you believe in. Faith is what you make it, that's the hardest shit since empty rent. Alien can blend right on in with the kin. Lift again, cause I swear I spot one every now and then. It's happening again, wish I could tell you when. Andre, this is Andre, y'all is just gonna have to make a man.
Even the sun goes down, heroes eventually die. Horoscopes often lie, and sometimes why? Nothing is for sure, nothing is for certain.
Man, let me tell y'all real quick before I get into what we got to get into. If y'all want to know where Wayne got all that alien shit from, y'all better go back and listen to Outkast's early music. That's all I'm going to say real quick. While all y'all talking about that alien stuff, y'all might want to go back and listen to that early Outkast. All right? Appreciate you. All right, guys. This next segment is Black History is World History. It is presented to you by Goddessly Cleaning, where their motto is cleanliness is next to godliness, so please don't miss Get With Goddessly Cleaning today. All right, y'all, I have not seen this. I don't know what we're going to do for Black History is World History. I am going to open this up. I wanted to freestyle it a little bit tonight, so we are going to have, let me read his bio. Let me just get started. Born February 21st, 1940, he is a Pisces. If you don't know any Pisces, let's get to know Pisces. Born birthplace Troy, Alabama. He was an American politician and a civil rights leader, the U.S. representative for the Georgia's 5th District, Congressional District, serving his 17th term in Congress in the House and having served since 1987, and is the dean of the Georgia Congressional Delegation. His district includes the northern three-fourths of the Atlanta. He is a member of the Democratic Party. He was the chair of the Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee, the SNCC, and he was one of the Big Six leaders of the group who organized in 1963. He played a key role in the Civil Rights Movement and his actions to end legalized racial segregation in the United States. Legalize. Listen to the words, guys, because words do matter. He is a member of the Democratic Party leadership in the United States House of Representatives, and he has served as the chief deputy whip since 1991 and the senior chief deputy whip since 2003. He has been awarded many honorary degrees and is the recipient of numerous awards from his eminent national and international institutions, including the highest silver honor, which is the United States Presidential Medal of Freedom. None of that matters. Ooh, he is a member of the Theta Pi Sigma fraternity, and he announced that he had been diagnosed with stage 4 pancreatic cancer in 2019. On July 2020, he later died at the age of 80. We are talking about, not as you say all of those things, I want you to understand, there was one phrase, and you can bring the ladies back on because I want them to participate in the rest of this. There was one phrase that they said about him over and over that I don't think people understood. He was the soul, the spirit, and the heartbeat of the United States Congress and House of Representatives. Do you understand the mantle that is? Do you know how tough it is to be a person to walk dignified daily, because many fall, many crumble. Most people can't make it out of their own community / neighborhood / school system without meeting jail or federal penitentiary. And this man put an entire nation of people from coast to coast on his back willingly. And there wasn't a person that was his peer or his colleague that can question his moral fiber, his ethical character, or his traits as a human and or man, whichever you wanted him to identify as. daily. How can you look at another person and lie, knowing you're telling a lie for the sake of lying? Most people don't even have a good reason to lie, let alone a reason to lie. And they lie for the credibility of lying. And then people have the audacity to put terms like legend behind their name. Pioneer. This is why I wanted you on this show, because I need people to understand. I'm not asking you to be the greatest. I'm just asking you to do something.
That part.
We can't say we're impacting change in our community if we don't even be the voice in the change of our community. If you are a Gen Xer or a millennial, it is your time to be out here making a difference.
What are you doing?
What are you doing? Not what is everybody else doing. What are you doing to make a difference?
Mm-hmm.
What business, resource, value, commodity did you bring to your community without taking it, robbing it, destroying it, pillaging it, or hurting somebody to get it?
That part.
What are you doing? Mm-hmm.
Oh, I love this.
Abusers come in all shapes, forms, and sizes, not just financial. There are emotional abusers.
Mm-hmm.
There are psychological abusers. There are financial abusers. There are sexual mm-hmm. abusers. Abusers come in a wide range and spectrum. You might want to go Google the word. You cannot grow if you are hurting the very people who are designed and intent on helping you. The thing that I noticed about Sandra is when the very first commercial ad I ever saw for Sandra, she said, before we buy a home, I must sit down and have an educational conversation about you and your resource. The first she didn't fail selling the house. Her first commercial was, I have to, not somebody on my team, not John Jacob Jinglehammer Smith. She said, I have to sit down with you and go over your ability. Because I know what I can do if you come to the table. Because based off of what you come to the table, you may be able to qualify for something that somebody else wouldn't have.
That part. Yeah.
Just based off of what you bring to the table. But just because you start from nowhere doesn't mean we can't get somewhere together. Somebody say together. Bring it together for together.
Together.
Together. That was the hardest lesson for Kalisha to learn. I said, CJ, what I want you to do is I want you to invite everybody, but everybody who don't want to go, leave them. Because let me give you the greatest lesson that you will learn in Black history. Harriet Tubman is not famous for freeing slaves.
Ooh.
Harriet Tubman is famous for what she said about freeing slaves. Harriet Tubman did not start the Underground Railroad. She was a conductor on the Underground Railroad. Learn your history. What Harriet Tubman said is, I could have freed thousands, probably millions of more slaves if they just believed they could be free.
Ooh, this one. Oh, yes.
Learn your history. Stop letting people teach you your history. Get a book. Kalisha, what was your first assignment in the year when you started your business this year?
Oh, to go to the library.
Go to the library. You'd be surprised how many resources are in the library.
Yeah,
you'd be surprised how many free resources are at the library. You'd be surprised how many courses and seminars and trades that you could get signed up for and get an apprenticeship free just by visiting your local library.
Yeah.
But while you're in that hole, get a book for you and your child. Because at the end of the day, the Big Back and Friends Show believes in education as its foremost principle. So we will be right back after this quick commercial break.
Many a day has passed, the night has gone by, but still I finally tried to put that bomb off in your eyes. Hope to chaos, for this play, I thought we was amped, and we're taking another box to represent the touch and fast, they like great day. Me and my nigga decided to take the back way. Seven every city that we headed to that back way. ATL, Georgia, what do we do to fall here? Bulldog and hoes like them Georgetown homeless. Before you sign the finish, take my promise in your pretty door. Don't let one you suckers like some suckers on rock kids. Damn, we the committee, go burn it down. But that's what bust you in the mouth with the chorus now. Say, I let her get it and she hit me to some light game. The simulation activates the left and right brain. The baby boy, you only funk at the last cut. You focus on the past, you have to be your hand. What? That's what you live by, or either that's what you got to. I try to just go relax and determine your own adventure, Andre. Got to a station, hit my destination. She got off the bus, the conversation lingered in my head for hours. Took a shower, kinda sour, cause my favorite group ain't coming with it. But I'm with you, cause you're probably going through it anyway. But anyhow, went and died, went on out and bought it, cause I thought it would be jamming. But examine all the bullshit, walk it, off it, sand and it toss it. But that's all shit, broke, and I hope I never have to float in that boat of shit, freaking, which is the last hope that I wanna hear when I'm going down. When all shit is done, and we got a new going down. With the record player, get the dip and it's slowing down. All y'all can say is
man, production manager, bring the cast back in because we having too much fun up in here tonight. Bring them back. Bring them back. Bring them back. Listen, Outkast was killing it, was they not?
What? Yes, they were. Yes, they were.
Like, for those of you who are not old enough or too old to remember videos, when Outkast got the video, baby, understand the world stopped. The world stopped. For Outkast.
Definitely.
If y'all don't understand, it's a reason why they went diamond.
Yes, they do.
Play with it. You better go read their accolades. Matter of fact, that's what I'm going to read. I'm going to read their accolades last Soulful Sunday. So on the 27th, I'm going to read Outkast's accolades for Black History is World History. Because, baby, you got to give them their credit. All right. Mm-hmm. While we're on the entertainment form of it, this next quick promo is sponsored by Luxuria Fantasy Creation in conjunction with Roundtable Family Productions. Oh, I got to make sure I get everybody on that. And as well as Jazz in the Gardens. We had tickets for Jazz in the Gardens, so we're going to give them away at a reduced price. You can call the show tonight, 563-999-3090. They retail for almost $460, $470. We're going to resell them at $400 just so you guys can have it. It's for both days. So they're VIP. They're not VIP. They're premium aisle seating. So you're close enough to the stage where you can actually see their face and see them sweat, but you're far enough where you're not getting trampled on, and it's aisle seating so you can make your way quickly if some dumb shit go down. This is Miami. Listen, I love y'all, but the 305 do 305 shit.
Listen, I call it Zay-Ami. Zay-Ami.
Because, listen, I don't go in Miami unless I have a reason to. I am in Miami, and I am out of Miami.
Quickly, expeditiously.
All of y'all coming down here talking about, ooh, Miami, Miami. Bitch, fuck y'all. I can show you a way better time if you come on one of my events. And let me be your personal tour. CJ, you better tell me.
Listen.
You have the time of your life. I'm telling you.
Just
play with somebody
else. Step out on stage just one time.
Listen.
One time.
I'd rather go to Cooler Fest than anything in Miami.
Oh, I had so much fun.
I'm just saying. We can have a great time, and you can be protected, but you better learn, when you travel, you better learn how to protect yourself and be safe. I've traveled the entire globe. There are some things you need to understand when you go to another community. Trust me.
Mm-hmm.
All right, guys, let's get this out of the way because we got to do this. Our advertisers pay us to do this, and so this is a segment called What Day It Is. Y'all know how we do it on this show. All right, so let's do this. We have February the 20th, and we're going to also give you guys tomorrow. So if you guys are doing something tomorrow, you can also participate in that as well. Today is National Comfy Day. Kalisha, are you comfy?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, super. Okay. Sandra, are you comfy?
Oh, definitely.
Okay, well, I got on some Batman pajama bottoms with some slides and a author T-shirt that's faded to hell. And a beanie cap. I am comfortable. So we are all participating in National Comfy Day. Get it? Okay, today is National Cherry Pie Day. I'm not a fan of that one. You can pass cherry pie. I'm okay with cherries, but I'm not going to make a whole pot, and I'll probably eat a slice. So, I'm good. Now, you go ahead and give me one of them good old grandma sweet potato pies now.
That.
Now, you know, if we're going to do pies, because I ain't going to do cobblers, because people get mad when you do cobblers and pies, you know. If your grandma black like me and she put maple syrup and brown sugar in her apple pie, then I can eat your grandma apple pie.
Oh.
But you got to make it right. You got to actually buy the apples, get the paring knife and sit there and twist it off and then cut it and then core it and then soak it and then bake it and then put it in the pie. Mm. If you ain't gonna go through all of that, don't give me your apple pie. I don't want that shit.
Don't take no shortcut.
Because I get tired of people talking about, ooh, how'd you like my apple pie? Bitch, you got, if you don't go get this canned mixed shit, the fuck out my face. How you know? I'm a chef, you dummy. I've been cooking my whole life. Anyways, let's move on. Because people be acting like I be making this up. Y'all be bringing me some real interesting foods. Today is National Love Your Pets Day. Now, here's how we're going to do something on this show. I'm going to give you guys an alibi on this because let me say this. I don't hate animals. I just don't believe they should be inside of my house. Animals are nasty. I need y'all to understand this. I don't care how much you wash them. They're still nasty. And as a person who prepares and serves food, I'm not going to have animals on my counter and then invite somebody over to my house to eat a dinner.
That's good. Get back.
I'm not saying that you don't clean your house. I'm just saying I serve food to other people for a living. You can't serve food to other people for a living and have animals living in the place. I need y'all to know that is a federal regulation. So understand for all of y'all who got plates and shit coming out your house, if you have animals living inside your docile, they can fine you for that. just a little warning. Don't get mad at me. Just know I put it out there for you.
Don't shoot the messenger.
Right. Don't shoot the messenger. I'm just telling you. I was a food inspector. I'm just telling you. Don't get mad. All right. Today is National Muffin Day. Ooh, I think I might make a good brand muffin.
Ooh.
Or a good oatmeal from scratch. Ooh.
Mm.
Now y'all got me. Ooh, I got time on my hands.
Time
on your hands. Since you... Don't get me on my Mary. Y'all know how I feel about Mary. Y'all know how I feel about Mary. Listen. Listen, everybody know the beat, too.
Right.
Listen. You black folk. Listen, black folks hear Mary J. Blige beat like that drop. They stop in their tracks. Is that Mary J. Blige or they just
right.
playing the bass? Yes, sir. Don't get no millennial or no Gen X on Mary J. Blige. We will lose our shit. I promise you. We don't know how to act when we come on. We will lose our shit about Mary. We will fight. Listen, I need America to understand. We will fight you about Auntie. So y'all, some of y'all be getting beside yourself about Auntie. We fight you.
And that.
We will fight you about Auntie. So calm down. If y'all don't like what she did for the Super Bowl, that's on you. But we will fight y'all about Auntie. Cause in our eyes, that's Auntie.
Just watch your mouth. That.
Just watch your mouth. Some of us has cried through some of her albums going through some shit.
Come
me included.
On now. That's all I'm
Come
saying.
On
That's so it. Don't talk about her.
If you're not going to disrespect somebody who got me through some of my hardest days of my life because y'all weren't there.
Ooh.
Auntie was there.
Definitely.
Auntie was there. So everybody right now.
When we were going down.
Almost everybody right now can tell you their favorite Mary J. Blige album. Go in 3, 2, 1. What's yours, Sandra?
I don't know what the album's called, but I know I'm Going Down was on there, and I played
okay,
that
that's,
still.
That's way, you way back there. You in the beginning. Oh, she an early Mary
don't
fan.
Do
go
me.
Ahead.
Don't
I can't pick one.
Listen. You know what? We're going to break. Let me get us on. Let's get Mary on here because we done talked about Auntie. Let me finish this up. Ooh, listen. Today is let me do. Oh, John Lewis. Oh my God. Like Kalisha, let me tell you something, Kalisha. We was talking about this recently, right? We was talking. Remember, we've been in our mentor sessions. We've been talking about leadership, right?
Right.
Today is National Leadership Day.
Interesting.
So,
I like it. I'm going to write that on the calendar.
God is good. We will always celebrate that on this show. National Leadership Day will always be celebrated on this show. Even if we don't do a show, we will, on all of our media outlets, we will make sure that we promote that day for us because I need y'all to understand. I can't. I'm going to give you guys one of my favorite Mary songs because this is the song when I was going through. This was the song that got me through. So when y'all hear this song, I need y'all to understand. This song has gotten me through 2 homeless periods. This song has gotten me through my mother passing away. This song has gotten me through divorces. This song has gotten me through childbirth. This song has gotten me through going to college. This song has gotten me through realizing that I didn't get a degree and probably wasn't going to get a degree. This song has gotten me through being in the military and being separated from my family. This song has gotten me from being in deployments in Iraq. This has gotten me through living in Dubai and living in Germany and living in Poland, being away from my family. Every time I needed a song to go to get my heart back to where I needed to, it was Auntie, and it was this song. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Ooh.
this is what I'm crying. It was so obvious looking into your face. After playing the game of the game, I wanted to say that you played. I never thought that I would fall in love with you. But since I did, I knew it had to be you. I never thought we would be together. I can't believe I just made up to you. After all the things that we've been through, now what are we gonna do? Oh, my friend, you say the change will stay, went away, perfect. Things were in the same. Take your treat back. I wanted to kiss you on Saturday. Sunday we make love. Now what are we gonna do? As much as I want you, I don't wanna wreck a friend. I've already found in you. I've been there before, and I can't ignore how two friends became one. Oh, walk away or not, I cannot risk a friend. But the love is so good, I got a baby joy. I would if I could.
Couple of days left out of here. Tomorrow is President's Day, so that means y'all should be off tomorrow. That's a holiday, so y'all should be off.
Everybody ain't off.
Well, listen, y'all should be off. If you ain't off, go tell them y'all had presidents. Everybody in this bitch had one to go home. It's President's Day. Why are you at work? That is a national holiday. Why are you at work? I don't celebrate. I've never celebrated holidays, but I'm a believer. If you believe in it, why don't you get to participate in the holiday? And going to work is not participating in the holiday.
Agreed.
I celebrate. Listen, I don't celebrate holidays. I celebrate birthdays and anniversaries. Because birthday really does mean the word anniversary. So that's all I celebrate. So if you got a birthday, a business anniversary, whatever, I celebrate those with you. But if you want me to participate in just random shit, you got to give me a reason. And I like it to be in the form of Benjamins.
Yeah. Never. I'm not going to say it.
Because everybody like, oh, look, Sandra, let me ask you here this. Sandra, can you do this for me? I mean, I know you're busy and all, but you know, I don't want to waste your time. You are.
Yeah, that part. And I got so good with my nose.
you are wasting her time if it does not benefit her either advertising or monetarily. If she's doing something for you for the pro bono, you are not only are you wasting her time, you are not growing her business, and so you are not participating in the growth of her family's legacy.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. So please, black folks, quit telling me how we're helping each other when Walmart is the highest selling grossing business in your community.
Hmm. Hello.
When Publix is the highest grossing business in your community. They're not black owned. They may be black operated. See, I'm good. I like to go through your website. Who owns it? And see, understand, I'm not against working with other people, but we must make sure we build up our resources in our community. Shout out to Brittany Trotman, baby. I saw your message. Thank you for your support. We cannot keep telling we're helping our community when we're picking and choosing who we want to help in our community. Extend the olive branch. Not only will you help them, dumbass, it'll end up benefiting you. Sandra had no idea what she was coming on here to, but now she's like, shit, I think I'm almost kind of glad I showed up.
I love it. I love it when I come by. Listen.
Because trust me, I've had a lot of people who have scheduled and showed up and didn't show up. And in the middle, and people ask me, well, did you prepare for them to show up? I said, baby, I do this show off the top of my head every night. I've been doing this since 2008.
Hmm.
But if you need a format that'll help you be comfortable, I got you, because we do have a format for the show. See, understand, people, you can do your thing, but once you do your thing, you're not hurting anyone by excluding everybody. You're hurting your own business. Yes. Should you have a niche market? Yes. Have a predetermined set market that you focus on. Does that mean you help only that market? No, dummy.
Absolutely not.
Black folks are so caught up with trying to say, I'm a black-owned sole business. We are in the United States. You are an American or you can leave. I am not a registered Democrat. I am not a registered Republican. I am an independent. You want me, come get me, because I'm not giving you shit.
Hmm.
You want my vote, come get my vote. You want my belief in you, come get my belief in you. I don't believe in talk. I have to see it. If you don't believe me, CJ, you better tell them who I am.
Yeah, you have to back that up. Yes.
What we're not going to continue to do in America is disrespect our leaders who are actually helping our community, while the people who are riding through your own towns and shooting up everybody has more respect and value in your community than the people who are sitting here saying, I can help you take this house, turn it into a commodity asset for yourself, and still be able to live here while growing your future and incur no penalties to the IRS while still maintaining a fund, a hedge fund, and other resources. And then we can roll that into an S-Corp eventually and put that later into an entrusted account to run the S-Corp. And now your family legacy is sure and secure and intact, and everything is legal, recognized, and licensed by the United States government, penal codes, and all of its jurisdictions. Sandra, did I tell a lie in that statement?
Not at all. And we ain't ready to have that conversation, are we? I wish
yes,
we were.
Yes, we are. I made the line.
So while we're sitting out here acting like we're better than each other, y'all might want to start having some conversations, because when I told her I wanted to talk about real estate, she hit me back, but I got other things. I like people like that. I only know what I saw. I can only start for what you give me. One of my favorite movies is Shrek, and Shreks are like onions. We have layers. I like layers.
We have layers.
I like layers.
Definitely.
I like a multifunctional purpose person. Saying that I can't put you in a straight line, wind you up, and push you off and let you go. We had those toys.
Mm-hmm.
But once we started getting the layers, I was like, hey, Dad, when can I get behind the wheel? I'm ready to whip this. I understand. Mm-hmm. I understand my kids' desire to go faster and further. Because, baby, I drove my first car at 7.
Oh, Lord.
On I-95.
Oh, my God. Oh.
I'm only 40, so I'm not that old, y'all. Understand, we got to live life a little bit. You got to understand. I mean, the situation behind me doing that. Okay, guys, we got 3 minutes. Y'all be quiet real quick. Let me get birthdays out the way. Birthdays is sponsored by Tailored Security Services. Go to tailoredsecurity.co. If you need to have private security, background checks, drug screening, CPR classes, AED classes, they offer a plethora of things. That's tailoredsecurity.co. Just put the M in there and erase it. Again, that's tailored like a suit, tailoredsecurity.co. All right, guys, let's do birthdays real quick. Let me make sure I get all the birthdays, because the production manager be saying I be forgetting people. All right, so we're going to start on February the 18th. We have... Oh, he just tore it down, man. Shout out to Dr. Dre. When I tell y'all, that halftime performance was everything. I can't stop. Dre, okay, I'm going to have to come back and talk about you. See, Dre stopped. Le'Veon Bell's birthday was yesterday, the 18th. B.B. Moore Campbell's birthday. Andrew Lord's birthday was the 18th. Jules Santana. God damn. Pisces, okay, I understand it's Pisces season. Okay, I'm good now. Seal's birthday, just the 19th yesterday. Smokey Robinson's, oh, my God. Okay, for y'all who don't know this, I'm going to give y'all a little secret. Smokey Robinson is very, very important to me. If you understand and you know the answer, I'm giving anybody a shot to win a prize tonight. If you call in, we will gift out a prize. Production manager, post whatever the prize is, because you got all types of stuff to give away in there. If you know who Smokey Robinson is, to the production manager, I will give away a free gift to you, but you must call the show before the show ends at 11. So the number is 563-999-3090. Who Smokey Robinson is, to the production manager, you have to call the show and say it on the air. The number is 563-999-3090, and we will gift you a present. All right, Cynthia Bailey's birthday, I don't know who that is. Ooh, Rihanna, listen. Ooh, y'all, I love me some Rihanna. Let me tell you why. I'm going to be late going to commercial break. Production manager, just dock my pay. I'm okay with it. Because I was trying to rush, but I'm going to slow down because I love Rihanna. I love Dre, but I love Rihanna. And let me tell you why. Rihanna is, to me, the modern-day Erykah Badu. And I love Erykah, because Erykah, all she used to do was spit facts. And let me tell you why Rhi is that, and I need you to see why, because a lot of people don't get this as I said it. Rhi did not care how the industry labeled her as she built her empire. She was strong-willed, determined, steadfast, and persistent, even in ridicule, defamation of character, because some of y'all don't really follow her career like you should. And now she's crowned the princess of so many things, and she's an international attraction as well as an ambassador to her country.
Mm-hmm.
So while you're looking at someone and only reading their musical accomplishments, I keep telling you, how you build it is just as important as what you build. Ooh, let me get that off. I had to get that off my chest because I love me some weed. They be trying, my girl. Oh, okay. Mr. Sir Sidney Poitier's birthday is also today. Jackass Barkley's birthday is also today. Oh, my God, I love him. Trevor Noah's birthday is today. If you've never been to South Africa, you should really visit the continent of not just South Africa, but you should visit the entire continent of Africa. It is a very beautiful and diverse place. For everybody who's like, I ain't going over there to that tribal shit, trust me, you will be very surprised at how modernized the country of Africa is.
Yep.
Do not let them mislead. Do not let them mislead you. I would encourage you to visit. And if you do know your history and your genealogy, I would advise you to go to the region where you're from so you can understand your people, your culture, and your DNA. I'm just saying. Stephen Marbury's birthday is on the 20th. You know, let me say this. Pisces is the most complete sign in the zodiac. It's the 12th sign. It's the sign of completion. It is also the most likely to become addicted to something sign as well. And the reason being is because the Pisces takes on the good and bad traits of every zodiac sign in the zodiac. And so most Pisces, once they become fixated on something, they are over-fixated on it. And when you start looking at who Pisces are, you will begin to see most Pisces also lead to substance abuse and or addiction more than any other sign. And it is because they are dual-minded in everything they do because they take that trait from the Gemini. That's why when you look at the Pisces, you will always see the fish looking at you with both eyes. If you see the sign and you can't see the eyes, it's not a true Pisces symbol because you have to see both eyes. It represents the Pisces looking at it from both perspectives.
Oh, wow.
Let me stop teaching tonight. Y'all gonna get mad at me. Let me take us a commercial break. I done went over by 3 minutes. The production manager is just counting over there. She like, oh, keep talking. That's just money back in the bank, sir. Keep talking. Because I know who she is. So y'all, we'll be back right after this quick commercial break. Because I don't want to get beat up. Y'all, I don't even know. Listen, I can't play that Rihanna song because I don't like Drake. give me a good Rihanna song because I want to play something that y'all like. Ooh, she did kill this song though. Ooh, she killed this song. I gotta play that. I gotta kill this.
So, how about a round of applause? Yeah, standing ovation. Ooh, oh, yeah. You look so dumb right now. Standing outside my house, trying to apologize. You're so ugly when you cry. Please, just cut it out. Don't tell me you're sorry, cause you're not. Baby, when I know you're only sorry you got caught. But you put on quite a show, really had me going. But now it's time to go. Curtains finally closing. That was quite a show, very entertaining. But it's over now. I'm gonna say goodbye. Grab your clothes and get gone. You better hurry up before the Talking about, girl, I love you, you're the one. This just looks like the frequency. What else is on? And don't tell me you're sorry, cause you're not. Baby, when I know you're only sorry you got caught, but you put on quite a show. Really had me going, but now it's time to go. Curtains finally closing, that was quite a show. Very entertaining, but it's over now. I want to take a bow. How handy a one for the best life goes to you. For making me believe that you could be faithful to me. Let's hear your feet down. How about a round of applause? I stand in ovation, but you put on quite a show. Really had me going, now it's time to go. Curtains finally closing, but that was quite a show. Every entertainment, but it's over now. Oh, I wanna take the bow, but it's over now.
Ooh, we had the best part, my favorite part, the part I love the most of this podcast is live interviews. Production manager, please bring back Miss
Sandra.
I am. This, y'all don't understand. I get excited about interviewing people because there's so much that you learn in an interview. There's so much admiration that's garnered between interviewer and interviewee. It becomes a dialogue of just great exposure. And I told people in 2008 when I first started this, I was like, hey, somebody's going to pay me to do this one day. But until then, I'm going to do it on my own. I'm going to raise capital. But I love doing this. And when I looked at my interviews for the year, I said I wanted my first interview to be, and I came up with several people that I wanted my first true big interview to be. And I feel like, to me, this is my first big interview. Like, I've had, you know, rappers and other things, but when I have true business professionals on the show, I'm excited. I get elated because there's a conversation in the business community that the layman person doesn't get. And so when you're having certain dialogue, you end up having to scale yourself back to reach the point of having the conversation. But when you get an opportunity to get a peer, it becomes a dialogue. When you get an opportunity to exchange information with a peer, it becomes a dialogue.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to hear that one more time. When you get an opportunity to exchange words with the peer, it becomes a dialogue. Organizational Management 101. Is that not true, Ms. Sandra?
It so is.
So, Ms. Sandra, welcome to the Big Bap and Friends Show. How have you enjoyed your experience since you've been here, man?
I love it. It's always a pleasure and an honor to be a part of the show. You have been bringing people together since I first met you. And I am just honored, again, to just be a part of it, to be able to sit with you guys and hang out and be invited back on the show. It's been a while.
Oh, you definitely will be invited back, ma'am. You don't have to worry about that. Your invitation is open-ended.
I love it. I love it.
So let's get into this. Let's get into this because this is going to be fun. So let me start with this. When is your birthday? Because I always lead with that question when I interview.
My birthday is August 18th. I am 100% Leo.
Oh, Lord. Not another.
Listen,
no.
The rumors are true.
Yeah.
All of it.
Yeah, I got it. Listen.
Yeah.
My 2-year-old is August the 4th. Let me tell you.
So you know.
Crystal is, listen, Crystal is her godmama. I said, listen, I need somebody in Leo understanding. So when I call you, I just need you to put on your Leo hat. Come get her.
Come get her.
Listen, I have four children. And I tell you, of all my children, that Leo, I want to slide her ass across the floor for real.
Oh, yeah. Get off of that. Wait a minute.
But hold on. But the one thing about a Leo is determined.
Oh, yeah.
And I mean, it is a stubborn determination when y'all mind is made up.
Oh, yeah. That's the best thing about me in business.
That can be your strength and it can be your weakness. But, oh, my God, when I say y'all do it. Y'all go. I mean, when y'all are there, oh, my God, listen, y'all will be up at 3 a.m. if y'all believe in it.
Yep, absolutely. Absolutely.
Matter of fact,
I'll tell you a story about that, too.
There's a mutual friend of ours, Rochelle. She's a Leo. She's graduating March the 5th from some cannabis school situation. And I'm just like, I gave her a pause today. She's going to text me back talking about that's not to March the 5th. Baby, I'm just happy your name on the list. It's only five of y'all. Ma'am, do you not understand that's a big deal in the black community?
That is a huge deal.
And it's five of y'all on that list. Ma'am, congratulations. And I know you personally. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Sandra, maybe it's just me. And let me ask you this question. Do you find it troubling because I don't want to use that word. Do you find it hard to see adulation in our community? Because I see so many people excited for nothingness, but, like, I don't see anybody who, when you're doing, like, when you do it outside of your team, and I mean, because I'm sure you've built the team by now with what you're doing. Like, how do you get your support? How does your support come to you?
My support usually comes to me by people who have seen me work, other agents who have sat across the aisle from me, and my clients who have seen me beat the odds and stand up in the paint for them. You know, they will go hard for me because they know that, you know, I'm that Leo. I am definitely that Leo that will go down to the HOA and, you know, make things happen that they said wasn't going to happen. And, you know.
I'm going to tell you why I was attracted to you right off the bat as a person, because you're a Leo. And I'm going to tell people, what is, when you, fire, sun, earth, water, what is a Leo?
A fire sign.
Fire sign.
I mean,
they are the hottest of the heads because they are the summer fire sign.
The hottest month of the year, absolutely.
I mean, scorching hot for no reason. All over the place. But their stubborn streak is where I work best.
Mm-hmm.
This is why I'm always attracted to Leos. And people are like, why do you have so many Leos in your life? I said, because Leos are notoriously stubborn for succeeding.
Yeah.
And people are like, what?
The boot.
I said, but you have to use all the words together. You can't separate them. All that sentence, like, it's like a gumbo. You got to put all the ingredients in there at the right time together, and if a Leo does it right, they'll succeed every time. Stubbornly, though.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Howas a Taurus is a passive-aggressive stubborn person.
Uh-huh.
We will sit back and watch you bang your head into the wall all motherfucking day and then say, hey, you know, there's a door right there, right? Taurus and the Leo will walk in the room together and we'll wreck that shit like a china shop, and then we'll go on. Come on, somebody, they missing. Astrology does work if you understand your strengths and your weaknesses.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. Yes,
it does. You got to learn you. Motivation Magnified will teach y'all that. I keep pruggling her business. So listen, you wrote a book. What is the book about? Tell us.
The book is called Queen, Do You Know Who You Are? It's a children's book.
Slow down, slow down. You don't get to go by that title that fast.
Yeah.
Queen, do you know who you – ma'am, listen. I'm gonna need you to send my production manager, me, somebody. We need that information on how they can order, rent, buy that book. How do they get that book?
Oh, I got you. That book is available on Amazon for purchase. I can send you the link, and I will send you guys a copy of the book because I want you guys to have it, definitely. Mm-hmm.
Oh,
I
want to
make sure that you guys get it. I'll get you a signed copy.
Listen. I'm going to tell you what we're going to do, because I'm going to tell you how much I'm going to love on you. After I get the copy, I'm going to read the copy. Then I'm going to bring you back on the show, and I'm going to tell you my thoughts on the book personally. So not only now, I'm going to give you positive or negative feedback, but I'm going to be honest.
I love it. I love it. And that's what I know about you. That's why I love dealing with you. I don't mess with fake people at all.
Oh, God, yes, ma'am. Queen, Do You Know Who You Are? Sandra Rose is on Amazon right now. Go get it.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
If they didn't ask you, if they didn't tell you who got told you to get it, just write in the comments, Big Bap told me to go get it. Go get it.
Leave a review and say Big Bap told me to get it.
Leave a review and say Big Bap told me to go get it. Go get it.
Go get it. Go get it.
Go
get it for yourself. Get it for your little queen.
She said she wrote it for the children.
Mm-hmm.
Go get it.
Mm-hmm.
Your kids' library should be full of people that you know. Stop having your library full of people you don't know.
That part.
There are people amongst you. This is like the fifth person that I know this year that's told me they got a book.
Mm-hmm.
I have plugged several books on this show this year. Go get it. They've all been African-American women this year. I've plugged at least five books, and they were all African-American women.
I love
Go
to
get
see it.
It. Go get it. All right, come on, let's keep going. So where are you from? Not where you live, reside. Where are you from?
I'm Haitian.
Oh, my God,
so
I didn't know that.
Stop.
No. You said I'm Haitian. First off,
I am Haitian.
People think I'm Haitian because of my last name. I'm not. So for all of y'all looking at my last name, I'm not Haitian. There's a funny story behind it. I'm not telling y'all. It involves criminal activity, so I'm not going to tell on my family like that. But listen, I just need y'all to understand. I had a great-great-great-great-great-great-grand somebody that did some stuff. That's all I'm going to say about the name. That's all I'm going to say.
Lord.
I ain't going to get into it.
We are not going to incriminate the lineage.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? You try to protect your people even in death, right? So, but anyways, but I'm not Haitian, but that is my last name. All right. But you're Haitian. I wouldn't have thought that about you. Give me
Haitian.
More.
Mm-hmm. I am Haitian. I have Dominican in my family as well. My dad's Dominican. And, yeah.
Wait, ain't that the same island?
Hispaniola, absolutely.
That's what you're like, I'm Dominican and Haitian. But y'all, they
are we all Dominican and Haitian, right?
Y'all all Dominican and Haitian. Listen, it's just,
right, exactly.
Listen, the light-skinned ones just try to say they all Dominican, and the dark-skinned ones all try to say they Haitian, and they all look and sound something alike on the island until you go farther away to the opposite end.
That part. But even in those places, it's true. It's so true, man.
Mm-hmm. And that's why when people be like, I'm Dominican and I'm Haitian, I'm like, bitch, you from that island.
Of course
that's,
you are.
That's all you say. That's all you're telling me.
Yeah.
They get mad. Like, my friends get mad when I say it like that. But I just be loving on them because I have friends on both sides.
True,
and there are cultural differences, though.
There are. Yeah.
And that's the part that matters. And that's what people fight for. There are cultural differences. And you have to respect both sides. One thing that I am for is I am for inclusion, but I'm not for exclusion when we don't tell the true history. I'm not going to give you a portion of it. You have to educate from a true stance. That's why I tell people all the time, Black history is world history.
It really is. It really
it's
is.
Not just American. It's not just Haitian. It's not just African. We are pioneers. Do y'all not understand C-sections was being performed in Africa years before Europeans even understood what a C-section was.
And if we want to go into it on a granular level, we still don't understand what C-section in our patriarchal medical facilities. Man, we're not going to do that tonight, but we can.
Because understand, when the Ugandans was doing it and the Congolese was doing it, they were having more. They had a higher success rate than we do now in modern medicine.
That's true.
And they
That's
were doing
true.
It with midwives. They weren't
That's
even doing
true.
It with so-called educated professionals. You better go read your history.
And we need to get back to the basics. We definitely do, especially when it comes to childbirth.
I'm a basics. Listen, my daughter don't eat. Listen, I cook for my daughter every day. I cook for my wife every day. Sandra. We don't damn near touch processed food. If I can't go hand get it, hand buy it, do something, if I don't know who's growing it, I am so strict. Even when I go into stores, because I was a food inspector, I know what to look for.
Right.
And people get mad at me. Like, I fight people, and then people be like, oh, your food ain't that good. And then you can ask CJ when she come back. She'd be like, yo, listen, that woman right there praised me for bacon for 2 years. I'm looking at her, I'm like, what is wrong with you? She goes, the bacon is perfect.
I gotta see about this.
So let's talk taxes a little bit. Let's talk taxes. What is when people talk about, because something that I started hearing a lot about is investment in taxes, flipping homes versus buying your first family home and that. Why do people in the investment community and the real estate community have a strong conversation around tax season? Why is that so significant?
One of the things for sure that I've recently come across is investing in opportunity zones for the tax benefits there. You can get basically your taxes damn near free for 10 to 15 years. So that's definitely a thing. And I've been really pushing people in these places that investors are buying up, like Riviera Beach in our backyard, to buy up our own properties. You know what I mean? And not have the investment community buy up everything in Riviera Beach, because that community is about to blow up.
It's about to be crazy in Riviera Beach.
So let me ask you a question. So, like, if a person was looking to just purchase, let's not even say a house, but just, like, property, what is the going average value?
Just the property taxes?
The property
in Palm Beach?
Yes.
In Palm Beach County, it's crazy right now. The property values, I keep telling people, we are on the brink of becoming New York. And that's exactly what's happening right now. We are becoming New York real estate. And the millionaires that were created when real estate took off in New York and places like Long Island and Manhattan, we have the opportunity to grab a piece of that right now. But we're not going to have the opportunity for too much longer. It's literally happening today before our eyes.
Yes.
And I'm telling people, you guys are sitting on Park Avenue.
Yes.
And you know what I mean? So you're either going to grab a piece of it or get taxed.
Because, like, one of the things I was telling one of a recent friend of mine, I said, listen, what you have to understand is American commerce is getting ready to come back. And there's getting ready in the next – I keep telling my team – there's going to be an influx of money, resources, and opportunities in the next 90 to 120 days. There's going to be so much influx that's going to happen at one time that the mind is not going to be able to wrap itself around it. And a lot of people don't understand right now, because they didn't do what they needed to do then, they have debted themselves into a negative commodity right now. And so as these opportunities are afforded them, are going to be afforded, they're going to be so hugulent in debt because of what they didn't do and what they didn't take advantage during COVID. And I tell
because
my
people are saying, let's wait for the market to crash.
It's not going to crash.
No, there's no evidence that the market is crashing. The demand is still there. The demand is higher than ever.
I tell people all of this. I'm an economist. I'm not a licensed econometrician, but I ain't been wrong since I was seven. I started my first business at seven. I teach my team market stuff, and I always give them a small 30 to 90, 120 day projection yearly. We have a solid 5-year projection always on my team, right? And then they come back as things are folding. They're like, yo, how did you get the date right on that? I said, if you understand the economy and all the things and factors that go into place, and then you understand how the economy works, you can calculate your next move.
Right.
Of your income structure, your investment plan structure, your income for the year structure, your tax purposes penalties, your contributions and donations, all of those things are attributed when you start thinking about business. But we say we want to get into business and make money. And in real estate, the first thing they tell you is, do you understand what your money is supposed to do? And so when we get in there and we're having conversations with people like this beautiful young lady here, Sandra, and Sandra opens up your portfolio and Sandra says, oh, my God. And then she has to look up at you and now put you on this 12 to 18 month plan. How do you usually talk to them?
Exactly what I do. And you know what? I literally just sit down and open up everything if they will allow me. And usually the conversation goes like, people don't understand that they have access to home ownership right now. They think, oh, you know what? Well, I had a client tell me, oh, well, my debt is too high and I won't be able to qualify. And I said, well, who told you that? Who told you that? Well, this one said this and this one said that. I said, listen, come over here. Let's talk to my lender, and let's get you set up. And
listen,
in a couple of days.
Listen. Hold on.
$300,000.
Listen. No, stop. Let me take you back to a word you said. Let me talk to my lender, because here's what people don't understand, and this is what I'm teaching, and a part of my business consultant package, right? So one of the things I teach, and they get a year membership, I teach them this. You have never been in the arena, so you don't have anybody in that room. You don't know the lingo in that room. You don't specialize in that room. You don't know who to talk to in that room. So let me do my job, because my results are successful and true. Because they know if I bring you, I vetted you.
That part.
My
and they also
record,
know that I don't like no.
And my track record means something. But people tell me, oh, I'm going to go over here to such and such and such and such, and I'm going to just, you know, I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. And I'm like, yo, what y'all don't even understand, when you go get with real professionals, not only will they show you how to do it, they'll teach you how to do it, and then you won't be out here paying these crazy companies that's going to tell you, ooh, we're going to work on your credit for 6 to 9 months, and you're paying in it every month, and now you're ready to thinking you're about to go buy a house, and then you go back, and then your real estate agent was like, yo, why are you doing this when I told you these are the things we need to do? We have a plan in place.
Right. Say a lot for the people in the back, because I don't think they heard you. I don't think they heard you back there.
I tell people I like
it's
to talk
so
to qualified people. I like to talk to qualified people, because we're not going to have this conversation like y'all want us to have this conversation.
No.
No. What she does matters. Who she is matters. And people want to take business as a play, part-time, ooh, this is what I'm doing. But if you're going to be there and you're going to be a resource, you can't be a resource part-time in it. You have to give it.
Yeah.
You got to believe in what you do. It oozes over her page. Like, sometimes I'd be on her page, I'm like, bitch, put an apple on there. Orange, put something. Take a picture of a tree, a crocodile, anything. But I support you.
All real estate.
She'll tell you, whatever I do, she'll tell you, whenever I pop up on social media, I like whatever she put up for the day or whatever algorithm is current. Because
I
support her.
It.
I believe in her. I've seen nothing but smiling faces. Listen, as soon as you said yes to the show, I went to your page and reviewed your page. You don't have a review that's negative on your page, and you have reviews.
Yeah. Not for nothing. I work hard for my clients, man. I really do. It's not easy either. I'm up at the crack of dawn. I'm working late. I go from Broward to St. Lucie and sometimes back in one day, you know. And I am in it because I know what it feels like for people to tell you no, for people to say, no, you're not qualified, you don't have enough. But if you only knew the right questions to ask, it could be a yes. And I love to just stand in the gap for people and press into those people that say no and say, well, what about this? Well, what about this? We'll try this way, do it this way, push back on them. Because a lot of times when we don't know, we don't know what to say. We don't know what questions to ask. And so that is where I show up and show out. I love that. I love doing that.
Let me say this,
for
ma'am.
Our
if you
community.
Ever need, if you ever need a driver for the day, give me a call. I'll be there.
Listen.
Listen, it's stressful sometimes. I'm retired.
You know what, though? If I ever need to speak somewhere, I only want you to introduce me, because that introduction just really gave me chills. I was like, man, I got to write one just as good for you. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to write one just as good for you.
No, I didn't write that. That was off my head.
I know. I got to write mine down, honey. I got to come with it after that.
Listen. God showed me who you was, and I believed him.
That part.
I didn't disrespect you. I didn't come try to rub up on you and be like, ooh, baby, this. I'm like, yo, it's on her. Whatever anointing looked like, it was on you.
And vice versa.
Like,
from that first conversation, we literally had like an hour and a half conversation in the middle of an event.
Listen. We had other people making money for us that day.
Right. Definitely.
Listen, I had to get it. It was whatever it was oozing. I would have made sure I talked the whole room out the way first before I came and talked to you. And here's the craziest part. Let me tell you what happened right before me and you talked. The moment before you talked, a young lady walked up to me and she goes, "You're Donald?" And I said, "Yeah." She goes, "You're a legend." And I'm looking at this lady like, "Ma'am, what?" She goes, "They talk about you in these streets."
I love it.
I said, "Ma'am, I just got back. This is my first event since I got back to Florida. I've been gone for like 3-4 years. She was like, "Well, I know who you are. You're the oil guy." And I'm like, "Wow, I appreciate it." She goes, "Yeah, you used to walk all through Riviera delivering oils to anybody who needed anything." And I said, "Wow, y'all really do remember me. I appreciate it." And believe it or not, Sandra, that was the first day I ever took my wife out in a public setting.
And you guys were so perfect, man. The way you guys handled that table, the way you guys handled the flow, the way you guys just tag teamed, I just love it. I love it.
That was the first time she had ever been at an event like that working with me. Very first time. I usually do my events by myself. I don't take nobody with me.
Funny, because you can see the synchronicity from that event. Look at God, won't he do it?
Listen, we have conversations inside of conversations inside of eye contact.
I love it.
And it's weird because I never met anybody like that. Our connection is extremely weird, because it's like, even when we need a break, we know when we need a break from each other, and we will give each other hours apart.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful. That is so needed. But
sometimes you just can't be in their face.
Yeah.
Listen, sometimes you want to slap the shit out your spouse.
That part.
Because I can tell you, if my wife don't want to slap the shit out of me, I didn't do my job, because I'm annoyed.
She had enough.
I'm a Taurus. We're ignoring. We will get on your nerves. Because we don't just do shit. We overdo shit.
Just doing too damn much. That was always my thing. Doing too much.
Listen, she'll ask for a grilled cheese sandwich. That bitch will be on brie cheese with hand-shredded Gouda with a strawberry and a handmade cream sauce on the top.
I'd be mad as hell.
But nigga, I just asked for a grilled cheese.
I'd be mad as hell.
Because I'm a chef. And so I'm one of those people, like, I go in the refrigerator, and listen, I got recipes that people are like, "How did you come up with that?" I'm like, "Man, I just took out like 18 ingredients and set that shit on the counter and made some shit."
I'm done.
But listen, my Leo friends be like, "Yo, do that shit, bro."
For real, too.
Listen, I'll be making food.
I love me a bougie snack.
Listen, that's me. Why you think me and Crystal best friends? She be like, yo, what you making
right
over there?
I love Crystal so much.
I'm making pancakes and smoothies and waffles and bacon and sausage and eggs and grits. They're like, who coming over? You and whoever else show up because y'all coming anyway.
Because
Leos are endless fucking tanks. Y'all find places to put food and then don't get fat. And if y'all do get fat, y'all have one studio partners.
I tell people all the time, oh, God, I do not have one right now because he dumped me. But listen, I don't want to talk about it because we're going to get back. We're going to put it back together. We're going to put the band back together, and I'm going to get summertime fine. Just chill.
Listen. I don't know your relationship status. I don't get involved in those. I tell people all the time, I'm sexy
single.
On Tuesday.
Single.
I'm sexy. Single.
Me.
I'm married.
Single.
Listen, I tell anybody.
I know you're married.
Listen, I tell anybody, if you want me to bring it, me and my wife coming, and we going to watch. Get mad if you want to. Pull it out. I bet you me and her both sitting here, pull up a chair and get some popcorn. Girl, you see what he doing over there? I bet you he don't do that move.
Oh, my God.
Come listen, I tell people all the time, if you can watch porn, you can watch in person. Listen, we're going to get there. Let's get back host. Let's get hostile. Let's talk about these taxes and credits. Listen, because we only got a few more minutes. We at the end part. We're getting it. We got a minute and a half. So listen, if you could wrap up and say one thing when it comes to real estate, I'm gonna give you a minute and take as much as that minute and 10 that you want to say. Tell the audience the most important thing they need to understand about real estate and why they should reach out to you.
I want people to know that equity is how you build wealth. If you Google the top billionaires in the world, you will see some form of real estate investing in their portfolios. Real estate is how you build wealth. It is the driver of how to build wealth. I had a client last year close on a home and closed with $200,000 worth of equity in their home. Today, that same client, their house is worth almost $1 million, and they paid $393,000 for that home. That is how equity turns around and builds you wealth. That client can turn around and sell that home right now and keep the difference, pocketed, buy three more houses, flip it, build their business, and that's what I want to let people know that you have access to. They have been doing it forever. We are late to the table, but let's get into it. You have the opportunity to do so, and I am one of those people that will fight endlessly, tooth and nail, to make sure you get that piece of the pie.
People don't let people lie to you. There's economic wealth out here. There's family generational
Absolutely.
Wealth. If there are
Absolutely.
Multiple ways to get to economic and generational wealth, but do not take life, don't take education, don't take information for granted. We must have sources. We must have resources. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and then we'll be right back to close out with Miss Sandra Rose. I am going to play an album. Sandra, I'm going to take you back. This is old school goodie mob. We'll be right back after this commercial break.
And we have to paint all black women. Some of y'all disrespect ourselves because you don't know who you are the first thing. This is out of common respect for all women, period. But, like this song, you know, I'm quite single and occasionally I mingle. But aside from all the rest, she sparks my interest. no ma'am, I don't know you. Just offering the common respect, I feel I owe you. Also, some conversation, companionship, common ground and common sense. There's no such thing as coincidence. And me finding you here at a really hate screaming in your ear. So come on the time, okay? I waited today. Hello, Carlito, from a couple of days ago. You sound tired. Forgive me if I'm calling you too late. But what better time to relate my state? Look at that skin. Has anyone ever told you got beautiful skin? You're more than welcome. What do you design within? I just wanna be. There's no need to put titles on you and me. Those are limitations. Living and learning are our only obligations. Equality, honesty, independence, intelligence, emotion and devotion. I'm just seeking to hear God when he's speaking. At one time my mind just couldn't conceive. A woman had to dress a certain way to believe. But in the same breath, allow me to say that if you believe, young lady, you wouldn't dress that way. And I was attracted to your class. I couldn't see all your ass, and I was very content. You deserved a compliment. Now, remember how indifferences make us the same. You gotta have the game. Well, you ain't even gonna be able to take care of yourself. And love, when I look at you, I see my reflection. So I offer my love, perfection, and protection. Shout it. You did fine, but the bottom line is, you still my sister.
Thank you, everybody. You're my sister, Lord, and we are your life from where I'm at. It's got you, you're beautiful, you're perfect. Say that to you, I feel, Lord, if there's no you, I hope that you understand. You have to respect yourself.
I met you when y'all knew. Saw you again on Marietta, downtown Atlanta, taking your long legs. Got me smirking, fixed me gentle one night. Candles lit, kinda thought you was slick in the beginning, but it turned out you wouldn't lie. Look me in my eye, I listened, sucked it up, pushed on. We made amends, both sides clicked, two friends. Since then, years ain't gone by. Brought a baby girl into this world, made our parents grand folks. Household with no pope. Took care of ye, you, me. When she got put out on the curb, closer than the skin, on the back of my hand, through the thick and thin, we can win, beautiful black skin.
Thank you, everybody. You're my sister, love, and breathe. No life from within. It's got to be beautiful. Say what I say. You will know. You
no need to compete with the music loud or sound cold, but on a scale of 1 to 10, you were 12.
All right, guys, let's get back to this real quick because we only got a few minutes left and we got to do some things before we get out of here. This final section will be sponsored by D Oils. D Oils this week will be making shea butters and sage wraps. So if you want those, please reach out to D Oils, or you can email us at experiencethescent19@gmail.com, or you can reach out directly to either me or my wife, and we'll get those to you. So shea butters and sage wraps we will be making tomorrow. So once supplies is gone, they are gone. You can bring back CJ and Miss Sandra. This next section is called Black People Are Dope. This will be on DJ's Roundtable, so if you follow any of DJ's Roundtable, just go look for this. We're going to be honoring some young fellas out of Chicago. Their name is called the Botley Band. These young fellas play all different instruments, and they started their own band, and they recently had a write-up article. So if you would, go please follow the Botley Boys. They are out of Illinois, Chicago area, and those young men are early adults, so like 21 to like 17, I believe, is the age range of the group. So please go check out the Botley Boys. Black people are dope. All right, Miss Sandra, welcome back.
Yes.
DJ, welcome back. How did y'all enjoy the show tonight?
Yes. It was amazing. I love it.
Oh, man. I'm
love
floored,
the history,
man.
Love the gems. Great. You had me hungry thinking about your food all the way over again.
Right.
Hello.
I'm sorry. Listen, I made an apple glaze chicken, and then I put carrots in around it. So as the glaze dripped down with the honey and the brown sugar in it, it got it back moist.
Drop that pen.
Huh?
I said, drop that pen.
I started Sandra, I started cooking when I was about 5 or 6. My great grandmother had a potbelly wood burning stove. That's what I learned how to cook on when I was 6.
Oh wow.
I'm talking about grits, catfish, warming up the house. I'm from North Carolina. I'm a country boy. My grandma had a garden in the backyard. Before we eat, we had to go get it.
Oh, wow.
I love it.
People be like, how you know how this is and that is? You'll know when grandma said, going back out there. That's not what I asked for. What? I told you get me the bell pepper with the 3 butts. It go good with this type of fish. The other one is too sweet. What, grandma? The 3 butts is sour, the 4 butts is sweeter. The boy versus the girl. What? Never mind, boy. Go on, sit down. You're stupid. Yes, ma'am. It didn't make sense, but as I learned food and got to play with food and understand and cook different things, you begin to learn. And it became easier for me to make meals because I learned and I knew it from the dirt. So when I was able to go certain places and I would eat stuff, I'm like, yo, why is this not fresh? And they're like, what? I said, ain't nothing in this fresh. And they'd be like, how you know it's not fresh? I said, fresh don't taste like this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can definitely tell the difference.
I'm teaching my daughter the same thing. She don't like swallowing meat, so she's going to be more closer to being a vegetarian than anything. She'll chew meat and get the juice out of it, but she won't swallow it.
And these babies know.
They know.
Mm-hmm.
They get it.
They do.
If you raise the child the right way, they will grow up and be something. Not saying
Definitely. That
they won't have their own. Not saying that they won't have their own issues and things that they're going to go up because life happens. But if you put it in them first, you have to be the first teacher.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the daycare. It's not the church. It's not your grandma. It's not whoever the fuck you want it to be. It's you. If your kids turn
mm-hmm.
out to not be shit, the first person you got to look at is you first.
Mm-hmm.
We can blame everybody else. But if you did what you were supposed to do, then we can blame everybody else. But if you didn't, baby, let's start with you.
Right. Let's start and end there.
Sandra, we do something very special to end the show, and this is my favorite part of the show. And I'm going to let Kalisha go first because we had a conversation earlier, and she has something that she should have already saved and printed out to read tonight. So I'm going to let her go first so you can see how it is and what we do. But for you, you'll fit along right fine because it's just something simple. And what I tell people to do is as we end the show, give the audience a word for the day, something that they can take with them as we part. So, Kalisha, I'm going to let you go first. Sandra will go second, and then I'll close the show.
Okay. My word for the day is change. I put up a post on Facebook, and it said that life is always changing, and I'm learning to be open to change. I put that post up 10 years ago today. And so when I reposted it, I put change has arrived because I really feel that way. Like, it's different. I'm different. I can move. I can grow. Change is here. Feels good.
All right. CJ, thank you for appearing tonight. We appreciate all that you do. We'll see you back on Wednesday for Wow is Wednesday show. Promptly at 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. So please make sure you guys tune in to the Wow is Wednesday show. Also, guys, other show we got real quick before Sandra goes. Business 101 will be every Tuesday at 11 going forward. So we will do a one-hour show from 11 to noon, and it's Business 101. We will teach, build, or give you information about something business. So that is Business 101 on Tuesdays at 11. Ms. Sandra, give the people a word of the day.
So my word of the day is perseverance. You know, with everything that's going on in our society, everything that has been going on, I see that a lot of people are tired. Hell, I get tired. But I feel like we are so close to such breakthrough. And I just challenge you to just get through this one last hump, because everything that you've been fighting for is just on the other side of it. So just persevere. Perseverance.
I'm so happy that Miss Sandra was here. I appreciate you for being here tonight, ma'am. It was a complete honor and a pleasure to have you here tonight. I'm going to give you...
The pleasure was mine. I loved it.
Production manager, put me on by myself. I'm going to give you guys my word of the day, and we're going to go out on this song tonight. And I want you to understand this. This is not to take a shot at anybody. This is actually... my memory. I'm banned on Facebook right now, so I can't post anything. I'll be back real soon. All right? But this was my Facebook post a year ago. And it says this: I am not stupid. I am not apologizing for calling out stupid, bad, or toxic behavior. I'm going to read it one more time. I'm not apologizing for calling out stupid, bad, or toxic behavior. Stand on that.
Everything you own in the box to the left, in the closet, that's my spot. Yes, if I fought, please don't drop too much and keep talking and mess up mine. Could you walk and talk at the same time, man? It's my name, you're so messy. You can move your pack, let me call you a cab. Standing in the front yard, telling me how I'm such a fool. Talking about how I'll never ever find a man like you. You got me to stand. You must not know about me. You must not know about me. I can have another you in a minute. Matter of fact, he'll be here in a minute, baby. You must not know about me. You must not know about me. I can have another you by tomorrow. Don't you ever for a second have to make it into a place to fall. Go ahead and get gone. Call up that chick and see if she's home. This time it's your turn that I didn't know what it should be. I was putting you off, oh, because you wasn't true.